Bienvenidos, gracias por estar con nosotros en Palabras Acentuadas, un segmento cultural del programa Nosotros, tu voz latina. Welcome. Thank you for being with us with Accentuated Words, a cultural segment of Nosotros, tu voz latina. El día de hoy tenemos como invitada a Mary Stanley. Ella es coordinadora de una iniciativa que se llama The Arts Covenant, el pacto o la alianza con las artes. Today we have our guest, Mary Stanley. She's coordinator of a community initiative that is called the Arts Covenant. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Y queremos preguntarle, Mary, ¿de qué se trata esta iniciativa que se llama Pacto o Alianza con las Artes? Mary, can you tell us a little bit about the Arts Covenant?
The Arts Covenant is an invitation to everyone in Central New York to support artists, arts organizations, and cultural organizations. And it basically says it's the responsibility of everyone to have a vital, diverse culture in our region.
Lo que nos está diciendo Mary es que el pacto o alianza con las artes es una invitación a toda la comunidad para apoyar a los artistas y a las organizaciones culturales y artísticas. Lo que nos invita a hacer el pacto o la alianza con las artes es de motivarnos a apoyarlas porque todos tenemos responsabilidad con respecto a las artes. Why is this important? Why is it important that we support the arts? ¿Por qué es importante que apoyemos a las artes?
Well, for one thing, if we want a lively art culture in Central New York, and we want lots of artists and cultural organizations to thrive and to survive, we have to support them.
Mary nos dice que es importante porque si queremos que haya una comunidad de artistas y organizaciones que sean activas, que sean permanentes, tenemos que apoyar a estos artistas de diferentes formas. Mary, what are some of the ways that we can support the artists in our community? ¿Cómo son algunas de las actividades en las que podemos apoyar a los artistas en nuestra comunidad?
Well, first off, to help individual artists from all cultures survive is to buy art. So the first thing is when you think about a gift for someone, think art. So we're inviting people to basically support artists by buying art.
Una de las maneras principales de apoyar a los artistas es conocerlos individualmente a través de su arte y, por ejemplo, comprar una pieza de arte. De esta manera los estamos apoyando. And I know that the program, the Arts Covenant or the initiative, has been it just got, we can say it, launched last weekend, last Friday, downtown, as just another event of that wonderful week of the arts here in Syracuse. It was a very, very nice event with a lot of participation from the community. The people who were there were given a card that is like a postcard. That is, can you talk to us a little bit about that? La semana pasada, esta iniciativa dio su inicio oficial el viernes como un evento más de la Semana de las Artes aquí en Syracuse, y quienes estuvieron presentes pudieron recibir una tarjeta. Es una tarjeta como postal muy bonita de la que nos va a hablar ahorita Mary.
Well, why we use the postcard is we hope that it reminds people to think about the arts when they're going to buy a gift, when their family is going to do something together, because the second agreement in the Arts Covenant is to attend an event as an individual or with your family from a culture that's not your own. So the postcard is a reminder not only to buy art, but the second of the four agreements is to attend cultural events from other cultures so that you come to understand your neighbors.
Esta tarjeta postal tiene el propósito de recordarnos ese pacto o esa alianza con las artes. Otro más de los aspectos o de los acuerdos que tendríamos con este pacto o alianza con las artes es asistir a un evento cultural que sea diferente de nuestra cultura. Esto es exponernos a algo que es diferente.
The third agreement, the first is to buy art, the second to attend a cultural event from another culture that you know nothing about but you want to learn about. The third is to attend an art form that you've never attended before or participate in an art form you've never attended or participated before. So if you know nothing about hip hop, go to a hip hop fest. If you know nothing about opera, maybe go to an opera. So it's an invitation to try different kinds of art than you're accustomed to basically enjoying.
El acuerdo número tres, el primero es comprar una pieza de arte de un artista local. El segundo es asistir a un evento que sea de una comunidad cultural o de una comunidad diferente de la nuestra. Y el tercer acuerdo es asistir a ver algún programa de arte o alguna obra de arte o presentación o exhibición que sea diferente de lo que normalmente vamos a ver. And the number four.
And the fourth one is to take an active role in the arts. And this could be something like take an art course, volunteer for an arts organization, maybe become a patron of the arts, maybe do a poetry reading if you're a writer. So it asks us to take an active role in the arts by becoming an artist.
El cuarto nos invita a ser totalmente activos en el ámbito de las artes, a ser nosotros mismos artistas. Esto es crear algún evento o participar activamente en un evento en el que apoyemos a una institución. Por ejemplo, si a usted le gusta escribir, pues hacer algún evento relacionado con poesía o exponer lo que ha escrito. De hecho, convertirnos en artistas, no solamente apoyar, sino que todos tenemos esa capacidad de ser artistas. So in a way, you are saying we are all artists, we are all create, and that by us supporting artists and supporting our local community, then we can discover that in ourselves. Lo que nos está diciendo es que todos tenemos esa capacidad para ser artistas y que al apoyar a los artistas locales y a nuestra comunidad cultural local, podemos descubrir ese lado de nosotros mismos.
And one thing I wanted to mention, a very good example of that, and I think, Rebecca, that you were part of this, Tales from Salt City, is that correct?
Yes, I was.
And that was an effort, I think, to invite people to take seriously that they could act and that they could participate in a serious cultural event, and in this case, a play at the Syracuse State.
Uno de los ejemplos de arte y comunidad juntas es una obra de teatro que se llamó Tales from the Salt City, en la que tuve el placer de haber participado, en donde miembros de la comunidad, algunos que tenían experiencia artística o experiencia con el teatro, pero no todos, se unieron y crearon una obra de teatro gracias a Syracuse Stage y al director Ping Chong, que quien es, fue quien dirigió la obra de teatro. Y ese es un buen ejemplo de cómo el arte y la comunidad se pueden juntar y hacer, y aprendemos así todos.
It was a wonderful play.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was such a great experience.
And I just want to mention that to me was the example of the arts covenant at its best, where people use the arts to discover each other in each other's histories.
Mary nos dice que ese fue un ejemplo de cómo las artes y la comunidad se descubren a sí mismas. There are very, very simple things that we could do. And one of them is just organize at the library a reading or even something like this, something like this community radio from the Red House Radio, which invites anyone to have to create through having a program and to kind of share with everybody what are you about, or what is your community about, or what are the people that you like to be about.
And one thing, Rebecca, this was important, what you just said, is that there are many, many wonderful things going on in this region that people don't know about. I mean, Syracuse Stage is a major institution, but there's plenty of communities, cultural communities, that are doing wonderful things. And what we hope the Arts Covenant does is encourage people to seek out those opportunities, not just the big venues, but the many, many opportunities like Red House Radio, like all the cultural groups and all the ways in which they express their culture. So it's an invitation to go out and find.
Es una invitación el pacto con la Alianza de Arts Covenant también para ir y encontrar todas esas organizaciones que nos ofrecen un espacio a todos para crear y in a way make them ours, claim them as ours, because
yes,
they are, right?
Yes, it's all of ours. It's all our legacy that we share with each other, the beauty and the joy and the suffering and the history that we've found in our own lives and in our own culture.
Well, and if you want to find more information about the Arts Covenant, then there's a place on the internet where they can find out, right?
Yes, it's www.artscovenant.com.
Okay, artscovenant.com. And also, si quieren buscar más información con respecto al pacto con las artes, pueden ir a la página de internet que está en www.artscovenant.com.
We are going to be starting to distribute the postcards in TH3 venues, and these are 24 arts and galleries throughout downtown Syracuse. And that will be they will be available starting in September. Thank you. And also this, I'm not sure when this will be broadcast, so it's hard to say, but we will also be at other cultural events throughout the fall, and we'll have a tent, and we'll be setting up, and we'll be signing people with their handprints. So look for the Arts Covenant sign.
En septiembre van a estar en todo Syracuse, sobre todo en los lugares que participan en un programa que se llama TH3, que es básicamente jueves, el tercer jueves de cada mes. Varias organizaciones culturales se ponen de acuerdo para que sea totalmente gratis el programa que tienen para abrirlo a la comunidad. Se llama TH3 y tendremos más información en nuestra página de internet. También nos dice que ustedes en todo Syracuse se va a estar exhibiendo un edredón donde la gente ha puesto sus huellas de las manos y de esa manera es una manera simbólica de estar dentro de este acuerdo, dentro de este pacto con las artes. And so people can also participate with the quilt, their handprint.
But you don't have to. You can still sign up for the Arts Covenant without having to sign the quilt.
Y también no necesariamente tienes que hacer poner tu huella en el edredón, sino simplemente recoger la tarjeta y participar. Y esta la vas a poder encontrar en muchos lugares de la ciudad. Y vamos a poner información acerca de eso en nuestra página, en nuestro blog. Thank you very much, Mary. In the future, we would love to talk to you more about your travels to Brazil.
Ah, yes, Brazil. And thank you so much, Rebecca. Those were wonderful questions, and thank you for the opportunity.